and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 21. News and updates. Well, it's been quite some time since the last episode of this podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed the meditations that I've uploaded for you instead over the last 12 months. The reason why there's been such a break is that I decided to concentrate on many things that I had been wanting to bring to fruition for quite some time. So I had to prioritize my time on the computer. I need to pace myself because of my wrist injuries. So thank you for your patience, but I do have much to share that I have been able to create for you to enjoy. So firstly, those of you who listened to the prior episode would have heard me speak of the iBooks or the mini books that I make freely available through the Apple iBook Store and also as downloadable PDF documents from my website. The first one was called Spiritual Mastery, and I've since created two more, the second one being Soul Light. Obviously, this particular mini book is all about the beauty of your soul and your soul's existence within creation. And of course, its connection with you, you being the physical aspect of your soul. I followed this up with a third mini book called Understanding Angels. And as the title suggests, it's all about the angelic realm, but a much higher perspective, very expansive and very beautiful. All three of these mini books are freely available to you to download and enjoy. A mini book is a combination of colorful and intricate mandalas paired with the timeless wisdom from the Ascended Masters and the angelic realm, created into themed small books, generally no longer than about 10 pages long. So if you feel drawn to do so, do download these books. And of course, as always, I welcome your feedback. Over the course of the last 12 months, I also had the opportunity to create my second mandala photo card set. The first one I made available as a digital card set, it contained 30 cards with colourful mandalas, again paired with timeless wisdom quotes from the Ascended Masters. I made a generous selection of these cards, freely available to you to download as samples. Well, I followed this up with my Light Wisdom Guidance card set. This is actually very different to the first set, because the mandalas I created using a very unique piece of software creates these mandalas that looks like it's been made from light. It's very beautiful, very intricate, and very colourful. I have matched these meticulously with the appropriate guidance from the Ascended Masters so that the vibration from the mandala and the energy from the wisdom quotes combine to give you beautiful guidance when working with these cards. Again, I've made a very generous sample of these cards freely available for you to download and enjoy. These are digital card sets, which means that you can purchase these cards online and go to your local photo kiosk, such as I do at Kmart here in Australia, and you can print them out onto photo paper, or you can print them at home, or simply enjoy them on your digital device. For the first time, I'm also making the second card set available as a print version. So for those of you who are not able to get them printed yourself, or do not wish to go to that time and effort, I've printed them for you and I can post them to you anywhere in the world. So you can enjoy these card sets and the mini books from my website, which is whitestartemple.com. Speaking of which, those of you whom are long-term listeners will have heard me say over the years that I really wanted to create a White Star Temple dedicated website. I already have in place my MelchizedekUniversity.com website, which I had been using for many years and still do, but I had registered WhiteStarTemple.com for quite a number of years, and I just simply didn't have the time or the wellness in my wrists to create a website around these particular teachings in a meaningful and expansive and hopefully enjoyable way. Well, for a number of months, I took the opportunity to finally do this, and I'm really pleased and excited and proud to share with you this brand new website, WhiteStarTemple.com. It's mirrored by the MelchizedekUniversity.com website. They both look exactly the same now and feature exactly the same information. On both of these websites, you'll find a whole range of beautiful Ascended Master transcripts available for you to read and enjoy, as well as a whole range of marvelous audio meditations taken from the temple for you to also download and enjoy in your private meditation. These will be added to as the months and the years go by. As well as featuring the mini books and the card sets, there's a video section. And again, as the year unfolds, I hope to add more to this. For those of you unfamiliar with the White Star Temple, what it is, its philosophy, and how it came to be, there is also a whole range of information explaining all of this to you in a very accessible and meaningful way. And on top of this, in the coming months, I hope to make available a special White Star Temple membership. And through this subscription-based membership, you will be able to access a huge expansive library of the White Star Temple teachings in transcript form, in audio form, in visual form, and beyond. It will also give you access to membership groups and events with me. I'd love for us to create an online community. You can journey to my website and find out more about this by going to the links in the menu bar. I'll also let you know in this podcast when it's up and running. And lastly, it is my intention to start an online meditation group. It's something I've been wanting to do for so many years. I have my groups that I host in my own home, my original temple group, and I very much enjoy these. But I'd like to reach more people and engage with other people in other countries, which I think would be a really rewarding experience. I hope to have this up and running in the very near future. You can get in touch and let me know that you're interested. It will probably be a weekly or possibly a fortnightly meditation group done via Skype or something similar. The energies are so beautiful and the Master's words are always timely. Get in touch via email, MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedekEK. I'd love to hear from you, for you to connect with me in this manner. And finally, I am continuing to offer a brand new service, which is personal spiritual mentoring from me. I had the good fortune to work with a number of clients last year, and I really enjoyed it and got a lot from it, as did they. Mentoring from me is a combination of the accumulated wisdom that I have integrated over the last 20 plus years of being on my spiritual path as a channel, as well as channeling from me, personalized for you from the Ascended Masters and the Angels, as well as one-to-one meditation. And these three things combined can help you in your journey upon life and what it is that you're seeking at this time. Again, you can go to my website, and going through the menu bar, you'll find a link to my service. There you'll find some extensive testimonials. So if you're drawn to do this with me, if you feel connected with me and feel that I may be able to help you, then please do get in touch. I look forward to our connection. And don't forget that you can also connect with me on my Facebook page. Just look for Soul Tech Channel. as well as you can freely join our White Star Temple Facebook group. Please do visit my new website. There is so much that I wish to share with you and so much that you can access freely. I'd like to share with you now some beautiful wisdom from the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Over the years, I have had the privilege of channeling both the angelic realm and the ascended realm, and often their discourses can be very informative, particularly in the early stages of the White Star Temple when it was the Melchizedek University. A few years ago, the university drew to a close, and the meditations from the Ascended Masters became, I guess, more abstract, more experiential, and more so about the energies and the feeling that comes through with them. But going back through the transcripts, I find that in every meditation from the Ascended Masters or Angels, there are pearls of wisdom. It may be just a simple line or one paragraph or a phrase here or there. And it's these that I've meticulously gone through at the back catalogue of these teachings to collect and make available on the wisdom cards and in the mini books. So I'd like to now share with you some of these pearls of wisdom. So firstly, from Serapis Bay, he says, "It is the time for falling in love. It is the time for the greatest romance imaginable with the self and with the spirit of self, and then with God. You cannot fail, dearest ones, for you cannot unbe that which you are. You may not be absent from love. It is your very being." And continuing the theme of love, Mary says, "There is a love that forms between us. It is how we find each other across the vast distance of conscious creation. Now you feel it, for we come into expansion, you and I, where we become the greater for our connection, as if two exquisite raindrops merge." Very beautiful. And from Kuan Yin, she says, "There are degrees of love. If you heat one drop of water, does not the whole pot soon boil? It is the same with love. You are here upon your world to raise the temperature of love. That is your calling and is the only calling, regardless of the form and avenue it takes." Next, from Sananda. "We are held tightly together in this moment, and none desires to be separate, for the joy is in our togetherness and then together with God. I have come to understand this, for I am Christ consciousness, and so mine is a vibration of hope to humankind. I am in service throughout your universe, and although all are equal within creation, humans are held dear." And next, from Serapis Bay. "I am as close to you as the breath you take, and the love we hold between us is not separated by dimensions. To move interdimensionally is simply to move with love, for love dissipates all borders of dimensions. Perception separates one dimension from another, and love brings them together. When you come into universal love, all dimensions are open to you, for then all perception is yours." Well, by now I guess you've sensed a theme forming, and of course it's about love. And that's actually the subject of my next mini book that I'm currently working on. These quotes I also place upon my Facebook page, and I put beautiful images, some of which I've created and some of which I've sourced, to go with them. You know, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to share feedback. It's one of my most favorite things to do with this podcast. So please do get in touch. Again, my email is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, or you can send me a message via Facebook. And don't forget, there is a White Star Temple Twitter feed that you can join also. You know, I love technology as well. And it's great to have so much available in terms of social networking. It really is a wonderful way for us to connect across vast distances. The Ascended Master lecture that I wish to share with you came through from my Wednesday group. It was the first for this year, and even though it is reasonably specific to that group, it does make references to the gathering, I felt it was universal enough and beautiful enough to share with you, because Melchizedek touches upon, I guess, the essence of this year, and that is, of course, the journey to the self. He expands upon this. The energies are very beautiful. It's part guided visualization and part discourse. And as always, I hope you really enjoy it. Do remember to listen to this meditation while in a relaxed state of mind, because then you receive more fully the energies that underpin the words. The masters have always said that the words, though beautiful, are the least of the experience. To them, their energetic connection with you is the far greater form of communication. And I can certainly agree with this. Well, I've hoped you enjoyed this episode. It is my intention that they become more regular once more. Well, I'm Soltik. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Melchizedek, who journeys to you in this moment. As you elevate your awareness, as you come into your higher perception, and find yourself placed amongst the many who adore you in spirit. We may say then that a marvelous crowd forms about us, and you are our focus. And this, your gathering. For I speak collectively of you. I see you now no longer distinct from each other. Do you see? Come into the resonance of this. Come into your remembering. And come into your breath. Begin to see truly. It is not through the eyes, of course. To see truly is to feel truly. So then come into the feeling. Tension begins to dissipate. And the liquid light, we may say, forms about us. we are cocooned by spirit, this you know. Fall into this embrace, and with the many whom are with us, being not separate. Come into this movement that you understand so well. Stretch outward, fall inward, come into the truth of self that is important. For indeed, words have been spoken of your earth year as it unfolds. So I say to you, it is the year of self. It cannot be otherwise. It is self-discovery, the journey inward, and its expression outward. It is a fractal of light, this year ahead, for you. It comes into many points of awareness. And I bring a confirmation of words said. That you shall indeed cast your glance backward and marvel at your movement forward. This is possible. For the movement of spirit is with us and with you. You shall simply fall into step with that which is moving onward, with your soul's direction. Come into the resonance of these words. And come into the movement. Such a ripening do I perceive. So then, be encouraged. Make joy your compass. We have said this so many times. But this your year, especially so. Not as a counterpoint to life's challenges, as perhaps it has been in past times. But rather because a buoyancy shall begin to manifest, and joy shall be for its own sake. You understand, as we have said many times, joy binds us together. And immediately resonates us to divinity. This gathering of yours, such a wonderful thing to perceive, is such an occasion. Employ this your gathering as an arena for this joy, so that it may circulate amongst you, that your endeavours together be framed by this. It makes the pathway smoother. It lightens the journey. For spirit is seldom serious, so to speak. Not recognizing the drama of human existence. Only that which is generated through love and laughter. Those whom guide and teach and love and adore you, draw more closely to us. For you walk with them, they share your existence, though they do not incarnate. It is a time of closing in, that is to say, they shall draw nearer to each as your time passes. Perhaps you shall sense this. Come into then a mindfulness of their presence in your daily lives, for this shall become accentuated if you bring your awareness to it. Their presence shall be prominent. There are choices to be made. This we understand. And these guides and teachers will assist. For right action is paramount now. We begin to elevate. For I bring words, but I seek now to bring the wisdom of the heart. So we shall deepen into consciousness. Fall inward. Come into your upliftment. Your perceptions elevate, and the fluidity of spirit comes more so into your awareness. It's as if you pour yourself into an ocean of love. An undulating liquid light. Come into this experience. We sense gentle whirlpools forming, though I speak not literally. Where consciousness and spirit come into their imagining and creation forms. We sense a gentle tug about us, energetically. As a whirlpool of light slowly forms about us. There is no conscious thought, none is necessary. It is the truth of feeling. Spirit understands you. That is a powerful thing. For the understanding of spirit is absolute. And so then to be understood is incredibly profound. To be known to the very core, to your very essence and beyond, you have the faintest perception of self, masked as you are in human personality. But spirit knows you. Preempts your becoming. So again I say, this year is the year of self. Where your perception of self comes into closer alignment to the knowing of you in spirit. It is such a sacred thing, so very sacred. Be become this movement, this whirlpool of light, a light of vast intelligence. You have been catalogued for all eternity within the mind of God. All is understood. Now you sense this, and how exquisite it is, this sense of self, through the one whom knows you and knows of your becoming, being the one whom set you in motion. That is a good word, for there is indeed a momentum behind you that never dissipates, be assured, you are always in movement, you shall come to recognize this. Particularly when this year ahead comes more so into its closing. Take a moment. Come into the sacredness. An image forms. What do you see? What does spirit hold for you? we are elevated even more. For this light of love becomes a sea of joy, reaching out welcoming understand how true it is that just as bliss is ours to know divinity, that each of us brings also bliss into the mind of God. There is such delight by spirit that you exist. And when you become joyous, it's as if the whole of creation raises its vibration. For you are not separate. It is the same. Your gathering, it is always the same. Spirit works in patterns. So that as each of you comes into joy and life changes for you, and you share of this with each other, the circle is uplifted, it is a gift that you bring to each other. It is also exponential. Well, these words are enough. And when you hear of them again, fall into this embrace once more. And I am Melchizedek, Adonai.